The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Whew. We're having a lot of ups and downs, aren't we? I mean, I had a pretty big parlay. It looked good, too. I really thought that Pacers team was going to do something. My favorite game of the night turned out to be like one of the worst games of the night, I think just because of the scoreboard. But we still hit on a lot, right? Like, we made a lot of money yesterday. Ben Simmons hit, Drew Holiday hit, Milwaukee -5.5 hit. We did lose out on the Pacers, and we did lose out on the Pelicans. 3-2 is not bad. And I felt fairly confident in a lot that I had out there. To be perfectly honest with you, though, I had a lot on that parlay. And if you were in the Discord, like I said, you saw it. I think overall total, I only made like $50 yesterday. But you can never be mad at positive money. You never want to have, and I said this in the Discord yesterday as well, you never want to have a FOMO mentality, fear of missing out. You don't need to add anything. You don't need to be mad that you didn't get in a play. Just know that you're going to have wins and you're going to have losses. It's the name of the game. It's how you manage your bankroll. And you know, just like the game of basketball, it's a game of runs. And I feel like we're going to try and go on another run here today. Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host today, once again, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of @VMCenter. We have a 6-game slate for you guys today in the NBA. Nothing else for me to really cover because I'm very much going to be NBA heavy on this show until the NFL playoffs start to kick off and the UFC starts to, well, kick off there as well. But first game on the docket, let's go ahead and go right into it. Atlanta Hawks facing off against the Brooklyn Nets, who are expected to have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving back in the lineup. Very interesting game. 6.5 points is a lot. The Hawks have Clint Capella. They have John Collins both playing. I think Gallinari is listed as questionable. But you still have Trae Young, who's been playing phenomenal. Bogdanovich seems to be fitting in well. Rajon Rondo in his first game as a Hawk looked great in his 15 minutes. I think he had 15 points and 8 assists. +6.5 is a lot, man. And I think it's just due to the fact that they don't know who's going to slow down Kevin Durant size-wise defensively. I mean, can you really even slow down Kevin Durant? Probably not. But I love the depth of this team, and I love that 6.5 points. And I get that they're on the road, and I get that Caris LeVert has been amazing. I just think the Hawks have shown something early. I'm not saying they're going to win this game, but you get 6.5 points and Trae Young shooting that ball for you. I really like that there. Plus 6.5, taking that Atlanta Hawks over the Brooklyn Nets. Over under 240. That's a big one. That is a big one. I'm not sure if I would really want to touch that. If I had to go on either or, I'd probably go with the over. I do see a lot of points being scored in this game, but the Brooklyn defense hasn't been horrible either. So, and but that, I mean, again, this will be the first game back with everybody away from the Spencer Dinwiddie injury. So we'll see how that goes. I really think Caris LeVert's going to prove himself with this expanded role. Now that Dinwiddie's out, I think you've already seen it, though. I mean, we know exactly what type of player he is. I just love Caris LeVert and his upside here. But the over-under, 240, I'm probably staying away from that. If I had to choose, I'd probably go with the over just because I think a lot of the points are going to be scored in this game. A lot of points are going to be scored in this game. Plus 6.5, though. I'm on that a lot. Atlanta Hawks, plus 6.5. I like that a lot. You go to the over-under prop bets, seeing if there's anything here. DeAndre Hunter, 11.5 over-under is very interesting. Kevin Durant, over-under, 26.5 points. Kyrie, over under 25.5. Yeah, see, I probably wouldn't touch any of those. If I had to, I'd probably go over on the KD, over 26.5. Let's see here. I'm taking the under on Kevin Durant's points, rebounds, and assists. Over under for a prop. Taking that under on 36.5. Is it doable? Yes. I don't know if the assist numbers are really going to be there. But for points, rebounds, and assists, I'm going to take the under on 36.5. I'm also going to take the under on Kyrie Irving's 37.5. Again, I think this is going to be a good game back and forth, but I don't see that those things happening. For DFS purposes, though, I'm probably going to be stacking this game. DeAndre Hunter is at good value right now, so I like that. You guys already know I like the player performance double-doubles. You going into here, seeing if there's anything interesting. Kyrie Irving, 5-plus assists and a Brooklyn win. Wow, that's minus 250, so they're very high on him getting at least 5 assists today. Note that down. Scroll on down here. Trae Young. I mean, if you think that they have a chance of winning, any of these Trae Young assist props are solid. I just don't think that they're going to win the game. I do think that they can stay within 6.5 points, though. Again, I say take that bet. Yep, so that's what we have there. So the biggest ones for me, the over under on the points, rebounds, and assists for 36.5 for KD and 37.5 for Kyrie. I'm taking the under on both of those. And then the one that I like the most out of this entire game of the Atlanta Hawks versus the Brooklyn Nets, the first game that tips off on the night, I'm taking that plus 6.5 for the Atlanta Hawks. You move on to the next game here. The Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Boston Celtics on the second night of a back-to-back. This will be the first game the Grizzlies will be without both Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. Tough ankle injury, man. Out 3 to 5 weeks. He came down hard on it. He started hopping off. They needed a wheelchair to get him out of here. And then I retweeted it on Twitter as well that Ja Morant said that, man, this one really did hurt. Whew. Tough loss for the Grizzlies. They're going to show what kind of team they actually are here, though. Kyle Anderson's been good. Dylan Brooks can get off. I think this is a really nice time for Dylan Brooks to show his value as being more than just a chuck-it scorer. And that's what he is at times, is just a chuck-it scorer. Jonas Valanciunas is going to be good in this game. I like him against the centers there in Boston. I'm surprised that it's only 6 points. I mean, this early on, I bet you it goes up a little bit higher. If it goes down lower, like 5.5, or if you guys are willing to buy the points, I would probably do that. Sorry, coffee hasn't kicked in yet. I would probably do that. I mean, Boston's a really good team, and they showed me something in that game against the Pacers that other guys, when they contribute, they have a chance of winning, which isn't something new. It's just. I feel like it proved my point that away from, if you can shut down Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and you can get the ball away from them, you really have a good chance of winning. The only problem is when the other people are making shots, like a Prickett, I think his name is, the point guard over there in Boston. you know, they give themselves a real fighting chance. But yeah, so minus six, I would take Boston minus six. I'd take that with some pretty strong confidence. Over under 217.5. I'm probably gonna take the under there. I don't see the Grizzlies scoring very many points. I just don't. They don't have too many scorers. I'm not very high on them. I think Tyus Jones is gonna be a good replacement. He's overvalued though on FanDuel. I don't know about DraftKings, but he's way overvalued on FanDuel. And it looks like they don't have any props up currently for this game. So the ones we're going to talk about there, very quickly, nice and easy. I'm going to take minus six for Boston, and I'll take the under on the total of 217.5. However, I would be circling just that money line of minus six. Next game, rematch from yesterday's blowout. Milwaukee Bucks minus five over the Miami Heat. Let me go see if there's been an update to Jimmy Butler. This gives me a good chance to remind everybody that this show is presented by MyBookie.ag. Everyone go on MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL. That is HOOPBALL. Use that promo code and they match up to $1,000 of your very first deposit. Then after that, be sure to go reach out to Dan Bespris. That's at Dan Bespris on Twitter to see even more prizes, as well as going to hoop-ball.com and signing up for that wager pass, guys. For those who don't know what the wager pass is, it's a $4.99 one-time payment, and you are an exclusive member of the wager pass where you get to see all of the cappers picks from myself, Troy, Aaron Brewski, Dan Bespris throws some picks in there. We got Devin, who used to run this show. I mean, there's so many people, so many cappers that are in there. And I'm not saying, hey, go in there and place all the bets with every single one of those people, but find the cappers that you like, whether it's myself, whether it's a Devin, whether it's a Troy, whoever it is, follow your capper, start making those bets, and start making money with us today. Not only that, with that wager pass, you get to join the Discord conversations. And like I said, in the Discord, you got to see the parlay that I had on a big day. While it was a loss, you guys did get to see that. And again, it's a lot of fun. It's great conversation. Everyone's bringing good vibes in that Discord, and I've been enjoying it a lot. And the best part about that Discord as well is that all the cappers are in there. So when they're in there, everyone can have a conversation with their favorite capper. It gives us more one-on-one time with you guys. Now, it looks like Jimmy Butler is currently listed as doubtful for this game. So I would see the same exact lineups that we did yesterday. So Chris Nunn becomes an obvious play for those in DFS terms. But minus five, I'll take that again. Yesterday was minus 5.5. You get a half a point less. I'll take minus five for the Milwaukee Bucks. Still like it there. There's no prop bets, again, for this one. So they haven't listed the prop bets yet, which is very interesting. The over-under on 228. Man, I don't know. I'd probably stay away from that again. I don't really like any of these totals on a lot of these games, at least early on from this list that we're going through. But the minus five, Milwaukee, I take that for sure. I like that again. I think that they have a good chance of handling that game once again. Maybe not by 40 to 50 points like they were doing last night, but I do see them handling that game very well. Anything with a Bobby Portis, I think Bobby Portis's over-under on the points was like 12 yesterday. If it stays right around there, I would do that again. I think Bobby Portis is going to get a significant amount of minutes once again. You move on to the next game here. It's the Charlotte Hornets going up against the Dallas Mavericks. Mavericks are minus 8. I'm not going to lie, I like the Hornets. I think they're a bad team, obviously. I don't think that they're good in any sense, but I like the team. I like how fast they play. They play hard. Plus 8 is a lot of points. I don't know if they really have anyone that can slow down Luka Doncic. And Josh Richardson's questionable, so if Josh Richardson doesn't play, I think it leans more into the Hornets' favor. Plus 8. I'm leaning to the Hornets. I like Hornets plus 8 in this one. I'm surprised at myself in saying that. I would take plus 8, Charlotte Hornets. I'm taking that one. Over under 224.5. I'm leaning toward the over on this one. Again, neither team really that great at defense. I think that there could be a ton of points scored there. So I would go over on 224.5, and I'm taking the plus 8 for the Charlotte Hornets. This one does seem to have props on it as well. And I do like the prop bets. One that I'm already looking at here is Devontae Graham, 17.5 over-under on the points. I'm going to take the under on that one. Gordon Hayward, over-under on 18.5. I mean, it looks like that they believe he's going to score a lot of points today because they already have the over as a significant minus 130. LaMelo Ball, 8 points, over-under. I don't even want to touch that. I don't even want to touch LaMelo Ball. Over-under 30.5 points for Luka Doncic. Wow. And they have it favored to the over. 30.5 points is a lot. And Gordon Hayward is a good defender. It just takes a couple misses. It could be that day. I'm not saying put a lot out there, but I would take the under. The money, the value of it's right. I would take the under on that one. Go over down here. Let's see what the total rebounding numbers are. Luka Doncic over under on 8.5 rebounds. I think he's going to get 8, so I'm going to go with the under. I think he gets 8 rebounds. I don't know if he gets, I don't think he gets a triple-double today. What do they have him on assists? Yeah, they have him at over 9.5 assists as a bet here. Over under as 9.5 assists. So they're basically saying that they believe this man's going to get a triple double. I think he gets 8 rebounds. So I would go with the under on 8.5 on the rebounding total. Devontae Graham, I'm gonna take the over on 6.5 assists. I see that here. The over-under is at 6.5 assists. I'm going to take that. That pays even money. I like that one a lot. You go down here to the player performance double-doubles.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Wow, they definitely think Luka's going off today. They have Luka as 25 points and a Dallas win at minus 312, and Luka Doncic scoring 30-plus points and a Dallas win for minus 150. So they're seeing this man go off today. No other ones that are really appealing to me, though, unless you think the Hornets are going to win. I don't think they're going to win, but I do like that plus 8. So, again, I like the plus 8. I'm taking the under on Luka's rebounds at 8.5, and I like over 6.5 assists for Devontae Graham. Next game, Lakers-Spurs. Lakers coming in after a surprising loss and a stomach-aching loss for me. To the Portland Trail Blazers, not because I'm a Lakers fan. Just again, this is a sports betting show, and I like to keep it you know, very upfront with you. I lost money on that game. And that hurt. That hurt my feelings quite a bit. So now they're coming in, facing off against the San Antonio Spurs team that's actually been playing quite well. I mean, and were we expecting anything less? I mean, it's Greg Popovich and the San Antonio Spurs. They're a good team. -5 on the game. I mean, it's a good spread. I don't like it, though. I mean, I really don't want to touch it. I really couldn't touch it if I wanted to. I like the San Antonio Spurs +2.5 for the first half. I like that a lot. I don't think that they're just going to get blown out of the water here. I think that they've shown that they can knock down shots and everything like that. I just think that the Lakers defense is really good. I think it was just the second night of a back-to-back in that Portland game, and if Gary Trent Jr. didn't catch fire, that game would have been a whole different story. I'm leaning Lakers -5.5. -5, actually. It's not even 5.5. I'm leaning Lakers -5, and I'm confident in that one. But I'm also going to take San Antonio Spurs +2.5 for the first half, so I like that one as well. Over-under on the points. They have nothing really here for the Lakers. They have none for the Lakers on the over-under on the points. That's very interesting. DeMar DeRozan, over-under on 20.5 points. I'm leaning to the over on that one. It's against the Lakers. I can see him performing well, especially in a contract year. None of those really make too much sense for me here. Over under for points, rebounds, and assists. Again, you have DeMar DeRozan at 32.5. I mean, I can see him getting 20. Yeah, see, I can give him 26.5, and that's still only a 31. So I can't really. I'd go with the under there. I see an under happening. I don't know if much else can happen there in that game for them. Patty Mills, no, I wouldn't mess with a lot of those. DeRozan's over-under is 6.5 assists. See, I had him at like 6 assists, 5 assists. I'd go with the under there. I'm taking the under on that game. I think he's going to score more points. That's why I would lean over on the 20.5, which I'm okay with saying. I lead under on DeRozan's 32.5 for points, rebounds, and assists. And then I'm also under on the 6.5. And it's favored in Vegas for that as well because it's -145. I'm surprised that there's no Laker props. That surprises me a little bit. Last game of the night, guys. We'll move on. Looks like we're moving through this podcast pretty quick here. Last one of the night. And note that if you guys have any questions or if you guys want me to look over any bets, you're more than welcome to send them my way via DM or just a Twitter shout out at VM Center on all social media platforms. Be sure to follow me. Be sure to ask your questions. Join the wager pass and everything like that. And we'll have an even more one-on-one conversation in the Discords and something like that. You have Clippers. You have Blazers. It's going to be one of those games where I feel like there's a lot of bad blood to be had there because of what happened in the bubble. Blazers, 3.5-point underdogs. Is Kawhi playing? I think that's the big question, right? I think there's a good chance that he is because he practiced and then he missed that game due to that mouth injury, and it was a rough one. I mean, he got hit in the face by Serge Ibaka. But let's see here. Yeah, they were practice. They didn't play against the Timberwolves. There has been no update on whether or not Kawhi Leonard is playing. If Kawhi Leonard is playing, -3.5 seems solid. If Kawhi Leonard is playing, it's a lot closer game, and I'm taking whatever points they'll give me as the Blazers, and I might even lean money line. For those who play DFS, I love Patrick Beverley in this game. I think Patrick Beverley's going to get a ton of rebounds. This is one of those injury reports will define the game. If you think Kawhi's playing, and I personally do think Kawhi is going to play in this game after practicing, missing Tuesday's game, first half of a back-to-back, I would bet that he's playing today. I would take -3.5 with some strong confidence and go with the Clippers. But if you're waiting and you're a little iffy, -160 isn't horrible for a money line hold. But as soon as you hear that news, rush back and go take the points before it changes drastically. And who knows, maybe the line is already set in with the mindset that Kawhi is playing. And I don't think so. I think it's just the three-point favorites for being at home. I really don't think that they even know if he's playing yet. But if I had to lean either way, I say that he is playing. I'm confident with taking those 3.5 points. But as a hold, if you guys want to just get your bet in and hold, -160 for the Clippers is not a bad bet. And I like that there. Over-under on 226, I'm leaning to the over. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I think Damian Lillard's going to be a beast in this game. It's one of those games where he's in against the Lakers, he quietly got 30. He's not going to do it in this one. This is going to be an emphasis game, I think, for him. I love him in this game. Let's see what his over under are on the points. 27.5 is the over under for Damian Lillard in points. That's a lot of points. I'd probably avoid that one. That's a lot of points. Ones that I like, and I'm going to harp on this, and I was wrong last time, and I'm hoping that it changes. I think he's a really good player, and I think that this player needs to continue to see the high volume of shots, and at some point they'll start falling. Shoot or shoot, Robert Covington, over under 10 points. I'm taking the over here. Points to be had. He's going to be playing solid defense. There's going to be shots that are open for him. Covington just needs to knock him down. He was 2-for-9 that last game. Covington is a shooter. Covington can get buckets. I believe that at the end of the year, he will be averaging 14-plus points per game. Take that over. It's money to be had there. Over 10 points. I'm taking that with confidence. Smile on my face. Going big. Over on 10 points for Robert Covington. And I'm going to keep doing that until it happens. Like I believe in Robert Covington. There's money to be had there. I'm one of those people that's going to ride that train until it pops. I'm like basically investing in a stock until the stock pops. Robert Covington is my stock. I'm invested. Let's go. Yusuf Nurkic, 14.5 points over under. Love Yusuf in this game, man. I think 14.5 is very obtainable. I think he gets 15 to 18 points today. I like Yusuf Nurkic, and the best part about that is if I'm saying it's over and you guys agree with me that it's going to go over, that pays even money right now. I don't know what's up with his energy, though. He has been acting so, like, nonchalant on the court. Like, he almost looks like he doesn't even want to be out there. And for me personally, I think it's just because the Portland Trailblazers play way too much ISO ball. It's gross how much ISO ball they play. Nurkic is a really good passer. You have slashers and Covington knockdown shooters, but all anybody wants to do as soon as they touch the ball is get a screen and shoot a three and hope that they get pushed in the back for a foul. I mean, watching the Blazers play is not a fun game to watch. You're kind of like, what shot are you taking? And they just seem to go in. I mean, they're shooters. They shoot. They're great shooters on that team. I get it. And that's fun to watch for some people, but when it's sloppy basketball, when you're consistently seeing just someone dribble, 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 and then shoot, and it's different than watching Harden do it. Like, Harden's one player that does it, and when you know that he does it, he's going to get a bucket. And with Lillard and McCollum, maybe it's fine, but why? I mean, Gary Trent Jr. does it, and then you see a guy like Ronnie Hood do it. Like, everyone just holds on to that basketball for way too long, and it gets kind of, you know, hard to watch. It's not good offense. So, again, over-under on the points. I like the over of 14.5 points for Yusuf Nurkic. My favorite one, over 10 points, Robert Covington. Love that one. And, again, -3.5 for the line. I'm taking the Clippers -3.5 with the mindset that Kawhi Leonard is playing tonight. Kawhi, in my mind, is playing tonight. -3.5 is solid. Secure if you want to be, you know, hold your bet placement holder. -160 is not bad either. Player performance double doubles here. the Blazers have a chance of winning. So obviously, especially in a pick'em game like this, it's not a bad idea to build your lottery. Like all these player performance double doubles, I view them as lottery tickets. I mean they're like $10 lottery tickets that pay substantial amounts, you know? Especially if you can get a good one. Like Damian Lillard hits 3 3-pointers and the Portland Trail Blazers win. You know he's going to be taking a ton of threes. That's what Dame Dalla does. He starts dropping those 3-pointers. And right now that pays +198 for that one. That's not bad. You know what I mean? That's almost 2-to-1 odds that he's going to hit 3 3-pointers and Damian Lillard and the Blazers can beat the Clippers. That's not like the worst thing in the world at all. I don't mind that at all. So there's just not a lot here unless you think the Blazers are going to win. And until I know that news, I don't want to take any of those props, and I couldn't recommend any of those props for you unless you really thought that. But anything Damian Lillard with threes, you take it. I mean, 3 3-pointers and a Blazers win at 2-to-1 odds, you take that with confidence if you think the Blazers are going to win. I don't think that they're going to win. I think the Blazers, like I said, are completely one-dimensional. If they're not knocking down shots, they're not doing anything. Although Derrick Jones Jr. and Robert Covington bring a defensive asset to their team that no one talks about enough. And again, favorite bet on that line is Robert Covington 10 points over. I'm taking that, man. I'm taking that hard. And I want everyone to know that even though I missed, like you see the confidence I had in that previous bet, I now get a half a point less and I'm in it again. I don't mind failing as long as I can prove to myself that I'm right. Again, this is sports betting. You're going to have runs. You're going to be hot. You're going to get cold. It's all about being consistent. I'm definitely being consistent with my picks and I stay confident with them, and I know how much I'm willing to lose as much as I'm hoping to win. And and you have to weigh that when you're looking at your balance and when you're looking at your wallet. What are you willing to lose? You never want to have the mindset of, dang, this, I need to win this amount. Compared to, hey, I'm okay with this because it pays this. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, like yesterday, my parlay, it's a 3-team parlay. I threw $200 on it, but it paid $1,200 or $1,200. So I was completely confident with that. I liked it, and I was okay with it. And it lost. And look, you guys don't hear me sad at all. I'm ready to come at it again. Fists up, ready to start swinging. So let's go ahead and review these lines once again. I got Hawks +6.5. Love that one a lot. I got the Boston Celtics -6. I'll take that there. I'm all over them. You get Bucks 0.5 less than yesterday. Again, the Miami Heat don't look to be having Jimmy Butler back in this game either. So I'm taking Bucks -5 there. Hornets, I'm taking them +8. I like the Hornets +8 today. Los Angeles Lakers, I got them -5. And I got the Clippers -3.5. I want to thank every single one of you guys for joining in once again to Today in Sports Betting, a hoop-ball.com presentation. Big shout out to our sponsor, mybookie.ag. Remember, everyone, go over there. Use promo code HOOPBALL, 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 and they'll match up to $1,000 of your very first deposit, as well as reach out to Dan Bespris at Dan Bespris on Twitter following using that promo code, and another prize will be sent to you there. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. I've been your host today, Vince Miracle. It's been fun talking to you. We got NBA tipping off here in the next couple hours, so I feel like you have nothing but time to listen to this podcast and start making those bets. I hope you guys enjoy it. At me again, at VM Center, and until next time, my sports bettors, bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.